Thank you. Good afternoon also from my side to our conference on the preliminary results. The auditors haven't looked at that so far. We hope that we did everything right, but it is not audited yet. As usual, we come first to the highlights of 2011. In January, we took over the Billstedt Center, and apart from that, we bought the shareholding, the 5.1 shareholding of our minority shareholder in the Stadtgalerie Hameln for 4.9 million euro. In March, end of March, we opened the extension of the Altmarktgalerie Dresden, which is a real success. The shopping center had a turnover increase, or the retailers had a turnover increase of 44% in 2011, despite the fact that they were only 9 months in operation as far as the extension is concerned, so very nice figures. In April, only a week later, we opened the Triangle extension in the A10 center. Again, there we achieve also very promising turnover results on the tenant side, 22% plus in 2011 compared to 2010. In July, we bought the minority shareholdings in the City Galerie Wolfsburg, 11%, at a consideration of 6.5 million. And then in October, the first and only new acquisition in 2011, a 50% interest in the Allee Center Magdeburg for a consideration of roughly 119 million euro. Mid-November, the north extension in the Main-Taunus Centrum was opened. Main-Taunus Centrum showed retail turnover increase of 15% in the fourth quarter, despite the fact that the extension was only 6 weeks in operation. And finally, in December, late December, we bought the remaining shares in Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum, Allee-Center Hamm, and Rathaus-Center Dessau. They are all effective from 2012 onwards for a consideration of 15 million euro, so that we now own 9 of the 19 shopping centers at 100%. Overall, cash consideration for these acquisitions amount to 145 million euro. The share price developed, you know that probably even better than we do, but nevertheless, we look at that. The performance was minus 14.4% in 2011, slightly bigger loss than the MDAX and bigger loss compared to the EPRA index, but this, in our view, has more to do with the excellent performance in 2010, where we achieved 10% better performance compared to the EPRA index, and you can't beat the indices year by year. Nevertheless, within the MDAX ranking, we stayed, as far as the market cap is concerned, stable at rank 27. As far as turnover concerned, we increased our ranking from 46 to 40, so we are in a safe ranking as far as the MDAX is concerned. The tenant structure by the end of 2011, as far as the names are concerned, more or less unchanged compared to the prior year. The 10 largest tenants contribute now 25.3% compared to 27% the year before to our earnings. The Metro Group and the Douglas Group are still number one and number two. The Metro Group is now at 6% compared to 6.8% in the prior year. Douglas moved down from 4.6 to 4.4%, and all the others are somewhere plus 0.1 to minus 0.1%. Overall, 25.3% from the 10 largest tenants. As far as the maturity distribution is concerned, it looks also a little similar than the years before, although we are a year further. Now we have 69% of our lease contracts that expire in more than 5 years. Last year, this figure was at 64.8%. The increase is due to the relettings, mainly in Wolfsburg and Wuppertal, where a lot of lease contracts expired after the first 10 years. Lease term, the weighted maturity of the lease portfolio increased from 7 years to 7.4 years. The target performance comparison, we plan to achieve a turnover of somewhere between 184 to 188 million euro. We increased that guidance to 188 to 190 million euro in early November. In fact, we made 190 million euro turnover. On the EBIT level, we envisaged 157 to 161 million, increased that to 160 to 163 million. Finally, 165.7 million was the final result, or the preliminary result, I must say. And last but not least, earnings before taxes without valuation. We have planned 75 to 78 and increased that to 79 to 82. Finally, it came out 86.5 million euro EBT without valuation. The negative sign of a very successful year was the trade tax issue. About the backgrounds and the calculation of that trade tax, we informed you already during the year, so this is only to repeat what we already told you. Overall, just to summarize that, we are set up as an asset management holding company that was able to avail itself of the extended trade tax deduction. And this has been the case for decades. And unfortunately, due to a ruling by the German Federal Fiscal Court, we have to accept that we are no longer able to apply the above-mentioned tax treatment unless we find a new tax structure for the group. Due to the fact that this information was available after we published preliminary results of 2010 by the end of February last year, but before we finally had an audited annual accounts, this resulted in correcting the prior year results according to IAS 8, and we want to give you now the changes which we took into consideration for the 2010 results, and then we come to the 2011 results because the comparison for in 2011 will be the corrected 2010 figures. On the balance sheet side, equity, the retained earnings, decreased by almost 86 million euro. In turn, deferred tax liabilities increased by 84 million, and the tax liabilities, the cash-out taxes, increased by 2.1 million. The effect on the net asset value, the reported net asset value, is in fact only these cash tax of 2.1 million euro. So the effect on the NAV was 4 cent per share. So we report now 26.12 euro compared to 26.16 as reported in 2011. So it's not a real remarkable influence on that side. If it comes to P&L, the taxes on income have increased by 89.6 million. 2.1 million were the cash, additional cash taxes, and 87.5 million are deferred taxes. If we just talked before about a reduction of the equity of 86 million and not 89 million, the difference is the deferred tax on the negative value of the swaps which are on the balance sheet. So P&L effective almost 90 million euro. If we split that up, as you always know, the consolidated profit can see that the influence of that correction for the years until 2009 was 77.4 million compared to 89.6 million, so 1.70 euro per share. And the effect of the measure on the measurement gains, losses, and the operating result of 2010 was 26 or 27 cents. So the overall influence was 1.97 euro per share, so that we now have as a comparison not 1.80 euro as consolidated profit, but a slight loss of 17 cents or 7.8 million euro in 2010. Funds from operation, again, were only affected by the cash, additional cash tax out of 2.1 million, which is 5 cents per share, so that the corrected FFO amounted to 1.35 euro compared to 1.40 euro as reported last year. So now let's come to the 2011 figures. We start with the balance sheet as usual. Overall, total assets increased by 261 million. The investment properties, non-current assets increased by 410 million, and I will explain that in a moment. The current assets decreased by 149 million euro. Main reason is that we already paid the purchase price for the Billstedt Center in 2010, so that was booked under the current assets, and on January 1st we booked the Billstedt Center from the current assets into the investment properties. That's the main reason why the current assets moved down by 149 million. Equity changed slightly, plus 31 million. Bank debt increased by 184 million. That is due to the fact that 80 million euro was debt was raised for the financing of final debt financing of the Billstedt Center. 55 million additional bank debt is due to the extensions of the A10 Dresden and the Main-Taunus-Zentrum. 55 million is the interim financing for the acquisition of the Allee Center Magdeburg participation, and on the opposite side, there is regular redemption of debt of 15 million euro. Let's come to the split of the investment properties. 77 million euro were the investments into the extensions of Dresden A10 and Main-Taunus-Zentrum, as well as the ongoing investments into the other properties, which was an amount of 6 million. So 71 million was for the extensions. 55 million was the appreciation result of the investment properties, and 275 million refers to the inclusion of Billstedt Center as well as Allee Center Magdeburg as per October 1st. Overall, investment properties amount now to 3.1 billion euro. If we come to the valuation result, this year we haven't had any initial valuation. We had revaluations of 54.3 million, which means that the portfolio was valued up by a like-for-like growth of 1.87%. There were two properties that were devalued. On the one side, that was Page Hungary, that moved down by slightly above 7%, and the other one was Rhein-Neckar by slightly above 2%. All the others were the value moved up between 0.2% and 8.4%. All in all, on balance, 54.3 million plus revaluation. IFRS result that refers to Billstedt, Magdeburg, and the two minority interests which became effective in 2011, Hameln and Wolfsburg, resulted in an IFRS difference of minus 7.9, which means plus 7.9 million euro. valuation. In turn, there are the acquisition expenses, mainly for Billstedt, the transfer tax of 8.5 million minus. So the balance is a slight minus on 600,000 euro, which we also already published with the 2010 figures, results only from the Billstedt acquisition. And finally, there is the minority interest that increased compared to the prior year dramatically, which is due to the consolidation and difference in the consolidation. We now have 48% minority interest in the Main-Taunus-Zentrum in our books. That has a major impact on the increase in this figure. Harburg was not, Phoenix Center Harburg was not uplifted that much, so the effect is negligible, and the rest refers to the other properties. The basics for the valuation, the average discount rate increased slightly, although the expected yield of the 10-year German federal bond moved down by 10%, the average applied risk premium increased by 13 basis points. So on balance, it was 3 basis points plus, and that has also an effect on the net initial yield of 3 basis points to 592. Those are the overall figures. On a comparable basis, it is only 1 basis point lower, so the effect is 2 basis points. So no major difference between like-for-like and overall portfolio. For the first time, we show sensitivity analysis also in the annual accounts, where you can see the P&L effect if the major basics of the DCF evaluation models vary by 25 basis points plus and minus, and you can see the three main basics result in a plus between 140 million and 98 million, and on the other side, a minus of 93 million to 126 million euro P&L effective if that would happen. A variation of the cost ratio would only have effect of 9 million euro. The net asset value, for the first time, we now show the EPRA net asset value, the difference between our old NAV and the EPRA NAV is only the value or the adjustment through the value of the swaps after taxes, which are reflected in the equity. The fair value of the swaps is negative or was negative in 2011 and 2010. To be comparable European-wide, we now move to the NAV according to EPRA. Our old NAV figure moved up by 4.1%. Taking NAV EPRA into consideration, NAV moved up by 4.9% from 26.37 to 27.65. By the end of 2011, the effect of the swap adjustment after taxes is 0.47 this year compared to 0.25 last year. Then let's come to the loan structure. Again, we were able, through a number of prolongations, to increase the weighted maturity of our fixed interest period slightly from 6.5 to 6.6 years. We have 1.46 billion euro long-term bank debt in our books. Very well balanced, meanwhile. We would see that if you see there 138 million that come due in 2012, that refers only to the fixed interest in one case, as the credit line is included there that is responsible for 79 million euro out of these 138 million. And then there is a loan for the Dresden property of 37 million included in this figure that will be refinanced on April 1st. We meanwhile closed the fixed interest agreement just recently, and the current interest paid for these 37 million euro is 5.55%, and from April 1st, we will pay only 3.14% interest, which means 900,000 euro interest saving for the coming 10 years. Within overall, the average interest from 2010 to 2011 moved down by 44 basis points, now to 4.59%. And there will be slight room still to decrease that in 2012, but not a major decrease you can expect. We come to that now. First, we would like to talk about the refinancing in 2011. All in all, we refinanced 300 million euro, which still had fixed interest of 2.4%, but we were able to cancel these lease contracts early due to a special cancellation right in the German law. In this case, the German law was favorable for us. And we increased the duration from 2.4% to 2.4 years to 8.6 years now, and we're able to reduce the interest rate from 5.42 to 4.07%, which means 135 basis points interest saving. That equals almost 4 million euro per annum. If we look at the maturities until 2016, what are our plans? First of all, we are currently refinancing the Magdeburg acquisition with a long-term 10-year loan of 60 million euro. We expect to close that in the coming weeks. And secondly, there is a loan that expires only in 2014 of 66 million euro. We're also working on that, and we expect also closing within the next 2 months for that, and then repayment of the old debt will be somewhere in early autumn. The rest is split over. We are talking about 520 million euro that will expire between 2013 and 2016. If you exclude the 66 million, you're somewhere at 460 million. 200 million out of this amount refers to the Main-Taunus Centrum, where we put on purpose all the maturities on 2013, because most of the existing loans expire in 2013, and there are some loans also in 2014 and 15, and we now start to refinance that, the whole 200 million loan for the Main-Taunus Centrum, and the rest of 260 million refers to all the other properties. All in all, not much refinancing risk. On the other side, we will redeem, regular repay 22 million in 2012 and 70 million euro over the other 4 years until 2016 out of the cash flow. Then let's come to the P&L. As already mentioned, we achieved a turnover of 190 million, which is plus of 32%. We will see the details in a bridge in a moment. The property operating and management costs increased by 3.1 million euro to 18.3 million. Nevertheless, the cost ratio decreased from 10.5% to 9.7% in 2011. The increase is only due to the extensions, the acquisitions, as well as the consolidations of Phoenix Center Harburg and Main-Taunus Centrum, which resulted in additional costs of 3.8 million, and in turn, the cost for the other properties decreased by 700,000 euro. The corporate costs also increased by 1.1 million, mainly due to finance costs, which came up in the connection with the prolongation of the 300 million loans we talked about earlier, as well as the credit line. So that was 750,000 out of these 1.1 million that was only due to these finance costs, and in on top there were higher realized currency losses of 300,000 euro. Overall, EBIT amounted to 165.7 million, up 34% compared to the prior year. The net finance cost increased by 18 million, and I will show you that the reasons in a bridge in a moment. The EBT, we talked about the measurement gains, so we come to EBT, which moved up 32% to 128.4 million. Taxes decreased due to the correction in 2010 by 70 million euro. These 35 million taxes shown on the P&L consists of 31.4 million euro deferred taxes and 3.4 million cash taxes, 2.8 German cash taxes, 0.8 foreign cash taxes. The revenue bridge on the next slide, as you can see, 44.5 million of the turnover increase refers to Dresden, Main-Taunus-Zentrum, Aachen, Magdeburg, Bürstedt, and Harburg, and the like-for-like rental growth for the remaining part of the portfolio amounted to 1.2% or 1.2 million to 190 million. The net finance cost bridge, there were slightly lower income from investments as well as interest income. The main difference to 2010 are the interest expenses, which moved up by 11.7 million due to the consolidations, the extensions, and the acquisitions. The interest expenses increased by 13.6 million euro in turn for all the other properties or the other loans. The interest expenses decreased by 1.9 million on balance, 11.7 million higher interest expenses. The second main reason is the minority profit share that moved up by 7.8 million to 15.7 million. That is only due to the consolidation effect of Main-Taunus-Zentrum as well as Phoenix Center Harburg. Now we're already at the EBT bridge. The difference in the valuation result compared to 2010 was plus 8.9 million. So the operating result before taxes moved up 22.5 million or 35.1% to 128.4 million. And finally, the profit bridge. The difference, first of all, major effect, the taxes until 2009, which amounted to 17.4 million. Then valuation result after taxes was 7.1 million higher than in 2010, and the operating result moved up by 16.7%, 16.7 million or 37.4% to 93.4 million. What does that mean for the earnings per share? Here again, we move to the EPRA earnings per share, which were definitely the same than our old operating result. The only difference is that we netted the figures, and now after the EPRA recommendations, we show them gross. On that slide, the EPRA earnings increased from 98 cents to 1.19 euro, so 21 cents more, to 61.5 million compared to 44.7 million in the prior year. And finally, funds from operation. The corrected figure for 2010 was €1.35 per share, 61.5 million. We achieved FFOs of 83.1 million or €1.61 per share in 2011, which is a plus of 35%. All in all, a successful year despite the changes in the taxable environment. So we will keep the dividend stable at €1.10 for 2011, which comes to the outlook, which hasn't changed that much compared to the outlook we gave in 2011 when we publish our results by the end of April. The crisis hasn't stopped so far, hasn't been solved, even though Greece might be survived for the next month, but the problem hasn't been solved, nor have the problems been solved for the other countries. What the ECB did might be good in the short term, but I really doubt that they will be able to catch these 1 billion back from the banks who are now sitting on that money. So the problems are still there. The same is true for the positive economic trend in Germany. Germany is still doing well, and Germany is still our major market. The consumers are still consuming. Retail sales are more or less flat. The figures from the Handelsverband, des Einzelhandels, or the statistical bulletin, they showed positive turnover development. We can't see that in our shopping centers. If we go to the old comparable figure, overall, turnover in our shopping centers increased by 4.4%, but I mentioned the extensions, which were rather positive. On a like-for-like, old like-for-like basis, our turnovers, the retail turnovers, decreased slightly by 0.8%. Main reason are two. One reason is that the fashion retailers haven't had a good year. And the second reason, and that's why I was stucking a little when I talked about the like-for-like, is that we realized that it has a major influence if a tenant refurbishes his shop but still pays rent, then he's still in the like-for-like turnover development in our statistics. And that was the case for two very large tenants, department stores in our portfolio, which refurbished their stores. So they weren't able to realize a plus in their turnover, and that had major influence on this figure of minus 0.8% like for like. That's why we skip now a little bit more, focus a little bit more on the overall development of the retail turnover, which was 4.4% plus. So it's still a stable environment on the investment market. You all know there's a big demand for retail real estate assets, particularly for shopping centers, and particularly in Germany as well as in Poland. And there is still, for that demand, insufficient supply, at least for reasonable prices. Our main competitors are now seen to be the big insurance companies, life insurance companies, as well as the pension funds, or the state-owned, the state funds from all over the world, particularly the United States. They are the dominant competitors. They are here with a lot of money, far more than we can afford, and they pay cash. They don't need financing, and they have they compare their investments with bonds. And since the market, the interest environment is so low, they in any case achieve a higher return on their investments if they invest even at 4.5% or 5%. And as you know, we have a critical benchmark at 5.5%. But even last year, we moved below that for one specific property in Munich. Nevertheless, we were beaten by a double-digit million figure from T.I. Krief, who bought that property in late 2011. The same took place twice in Poland. So we are sitting a little on the side. We are watching the market very carefully. We are convinced that chances like Magdeburg will come on the market anyway. We wait for that because we need reasonable prices, reasonable yields. Otherwise, we won't invest, even though the debt interest environment is so nicely, so low, so that you can realize additional profit from the leverage. But we are a little bit more cautious as far as the long-term expectation of all the different markets are concerned. In addition, we still have to solve the trade tax issue. We are following a special model right now, which could be realized if we solve another problem, which nothing has to do with the trade tax, but with the limits of the interest deduction, the so-called Zinsschranke. We had fabulous other solutions for the trade tax, but that resulted in other problems, which were extremely expensive. So now we have one solution still in place, and we try to discuss that and find a solution with the authorities. That certainly will take some more weeks, if not month, but it would become effective anyhow only for 2013 if we find a solution. The ultimate solution is to move our head office outside Hamburg so that we can, in any case, reduce that. So all in all, we see a good start into 2012, and we are cautiously optimistic. Now we're at the forecast. 2012, we expect turnover increase of 10% to 207 to 211 million euro. From 2013 onwards, we will treat our participations, which are consolidated at quote so far, at equity, which results in a decrease of turnover of 33 million and an increase, a decrease in EBIT of 30 million euro. That refers to the properties in Klagenfurt, in Pech, in Dresden, as well as the new one in Magdeburg. On a comparable level, we expect turnover increases of 2% in 2013. On EBIT level, we see an increase of 8% on EBIT level and 3% in 2013. On EBT, the budget was plus 6, or is plus 6, and plus 4% in 2013. But I must admit, or I'm happy to admit, that the budget figures, they result from the knowledge we had in September. Now we know a little more, and until we will publish the first quarter results, we will adjust that, because a lot of assumptions, cautious assumption we took at that time as far as the refinancing are concerned turned out to be too cautious, so there will be the effect of the financing not fully reflected in that figure. Nevertheless, the budget was plus 6% to 90 to 93 million euro. As far as the FFO concerned, the plus, also the revised plus, will never be as high as the EBT plus, but probably higher than the 3% we have budgeted, to 1.64 euro to 1.68 euro. and the increase will be for the same reasons, but the increase won't be as much as on EBT level because the cash tax burden also will increase over time, and we expect much higher cash taxes in 2012 than we had seen in 2011. That's in short our report on the preliminary results. I really hope that the final results will be the same or only slightly different, but we just started with the auditing. Thank you very much. There's one hint. We have to say sorry. In the corporate news we published, there is in the forecast a mistake in the EBIT as far as the increase is concerned. We published 28% increase to 181 million, 177 to 181 million. Yes, you see that on that slide, but you see it's only 8% and not 28%. We are very sorry for that. It was just an additional information. We haven't seen that. Sorry for that, and I'm happy to answer your question now.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. And the first question is from Michael De Jong of ABN AMRO.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. It's Michiel de Jong speaking, ABN AMRO. Couple of questions from my side. First of all, in your outlook, you indicate the vacancy is below 1.5%, while you're now at 0.4. So why do you see such a large increase? I mean, as far as I can recognize, you have never been at vacancies of more than 1%.
Sorry that I missed that to mention. In fact, the vacancy moved up slightly, but that has two reasons. First reason is that we had to build 4,000 square meter of office space in Dresden, which is not let at all. That increased the vacancy rate, which is economically not mentionable. And the second reason for an increase in the vacancy rate is that Hungary has the Pécs property has a 7% vacancy currently, and the environment in Hungary economically as well as politically drives a lot of retailers to stop expansion or to even move out the market, which makes releasing activities more difficult. Fortunately, our Hungarian property is responsible for 1.5% of our portfolio, so it's not a dramatic risk for us, but nevertheless it is a new experience that we are below 99%. As far as on the retail side, the vacancy moved up from 0.4% to 0.7%. So this is, and that is the fact of Page. The overall vacancy is more influenced by the 4,000 square meter of office space in Dresden. And why does the turnover increase by 10%? I think this was also your question on that. Is that all the extensions, Dresden and A10, will contribute 3 additional months to turnover, and the Main-Taunus extension, 10.5 months additional. On a like-for-like basis, the budget is plus 1.7 turnover increase. Does that answer your question?
Yep, thank you very much. And then all your extensions now have been completed. Mm-hmm. So do you see any possibilities to extend other centers as well?
Yes, we see that, whether it's profitable or not. We are far away from that knowledge. We are investigating the possibility to increase the Gdansk property and the Wuppertal property. There is a chance to do that. We are also investigating whether politically possible to increase the sales surface at the Phoenix Center. Those are the three where we are working on, but we are far from realization. It takes at least more than a year that we would really know that we will get into that.
Okay, and regarding any acquisitions, what are the locations you're looking at? Are you looking more abroad, more into Poland or Germany? And if in Germany, what areas are you looking at?
Well, definitely not Hungary. on the three other markets we are looking at, but I mentioned before how the market is. Even if we look at that and we see a lot of opportunities, we can't force anybody to sell his property at a reasonable price to us if there are higher prices. And I unfortunately must say in Austria there is hardly anything, very little. In Poland it's a little better, but the Polish market is even worse than the German market, and in my view already overpaid in Poland. In Germany, I mean, we see a lot of things, but they are all auctioned, these properties, mm-hmm. unfortunately. Off-market transactions you don't see. It's all market auctions, and as we are very cautious and very conservative on that, we had these times in 2007 and 2008, you might remember that, where we weren't able to buy anything because too much money flooded the market. We might be still in that situation, but we can wait.
Okay, thank you. And then maybe a final question from my side regarding the slide with the rent-to-sales ratios for the different sectors. At what sector do you see any increases of this ratio possible, and to what extent?
That is a question that can't be answered in a sentence or two, because behind that there are 1,600 different retail stores, and there is, from my observation, there is no definite trend in one or the other sector, because they really develop differently. What we have seen, and that's what you refer to on slide 29, the overall development, fashion retailers had a bad year, but that does mm-hmm. not mean that all the retailers had a bad year, but overall they had a bad year. There were some that had increases, others had decreases, then higher decreases as those figures assume, you can see there. Particularly the fashion retailers, due to the fact that this business changes more and more, all the manufacturers go into their own store chains, and they can afford to pay higher rents than the classic retailer who buys his stuff somewhere and sells it to the clients. And we have seen over years now that the rent-to-sales ratio in the fashion area has moved up. The same is true for the department stores, but the department stores is a question of the format that doesn't work any longer, where these rent-to-sales ratio moved up over time. But if you look at the electronic market, for example, which are also very much on the agenda due to the internet sales, if we look at the results in our shopping centers, they don't lose all over the place turnover. They have increases. The Saturn market in Dresden was extended, had a plus of 50%, and the rent-to-sales ratio moved even down last year. So there is no one trend. It is, you have to go down to the single tenant and to the single property. So there is no real trend to mention.
Okay.
It doesn't
help.
Thank
you very much.
I don't want to tell you any story. It would be much easier for me.
Thank you very much. That were the questions from my side. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Serge Demirdjian of Natixis. Please state your name, company name, followed by your question.
Yes, good afternoon, Serge Demirdjian, Natixis. More questions from myself. So, just you mentioned the three developments or extensions you were looking at. Can we talk about figures, how many investments that represent?
No, we can't because
no, we can't.
It is preliminary. It is
right.
Really preliminary. In one case, I have seen already figure. In another case, they just started.
Okay.
Look at that.
Another question on the strategy. So a lot of your peers have mentioned a lot of disposal targets for 2012. Is it something you're starting to look at, or is it too soon for the trio shop?
You mean to sell properties?
Yes.
No, because, I mean, those are strategic decisions. The competitors sell the so-called smaller properties and concentrate on the bigger ones. I think we have, apart from the out-of-town locations, a well-balanced portfolio as far as this criteria is concerned. And there are only preliminary thoughts about a sale of the participation in the Wroclaw property, because we need to find a solution. Either we take over the remaining two-thirds from the Ottos, or they buy from us, because this is not a strategic investment for us. And since the purchase price discussion doesn't come to an end with our fellow shareholders, the result might be that we sell that to the market to take advantage of this good environment currently. But that's the only thing where we might consider it. Say all the other properties will stay in the portfolio. We don't solve a problem, Sash. We create a problem, because then we have a lot of money, which we certainly can return to our shareholders. But we don't want to shrink the company. We want to grow the company.
Okay, and to have a stable LTV.
Sorry?
With a stable loan-to-value.
And have a stable loan-to-value. Yes, we can't
okay.
repay. I mean, that's the disadvantage of long-term loans. You can't repay without a big fine. You can't repay your debt. We don't have short-term debt, as mentioned.
Okay, so some smaller ones. How much tax rate can we assume in the future? I know that there are some discussions on that, and you're still working on it. But what's the regular tax rate we can apply in the future for the trio shop? What is in your budget today?
Well, the tax rate for Germany has increased from 15.8% to 30.3% right now. But you won't be able more or less to find out the cash taxes as an analyst, because you don't know the tax status. The taxable result is far different from the operating result we show in our accounts, because we depreciate for tax reasons the properties. What we can say is that last year we had 3.4 million taxes, cash out taxes, and the budget reflects 5.5 million, if I have that correct in my mind, 5.5 million cash out taxes in 2012.
All right. Just also one on net asset value. So you started to communicate NAV like EPRA wants to. Do you communicate in the future on the triple net asset value?
Yeah, you will see that in the annual report.
Okay. Can we assume that it's maybe three euro less?
Well, I think I have the figure. Let me have a look on that, because the hidden negative reserves on the existing portfolio, bank debt, is much higher. And what do we have here? How much is it? It is almost above 5 euro.
Above 5 euro impact.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
The next question is from Martin van der Heijden of Rabobank. You state your name, company name, followed by your question.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Martijn van Einde speaking, Rabobank. Most of my questions have already been answered. I have one remaining question on the trade tax. You mentioned trade tax for 2012 will be an amount of 5.5 million, probably. Is this the most worst-case scenario, and what kind of solution do you take into consideration for the trade tax issue?
Well, what we try to restructure is to divide our portfolio into the ones that are 100% owned to the ones where are not 100% owned. Because for the ones where which we fully own, we can take or we can avail for this trade tax extended trade tax deduction. For the ones where we are not 100% owner, we can't solve that problem. The problem now is, it sounds very simple, and it's the reason why we tried to increase as much as possible our 100% shareholdings. The problem, if you divide this portfolio into two parts, is the limitations of the so-called Zinsschranke, the limited ability to deduct interest because of different financing structures. In the first place, you might don't understand that. I try at least to explain that. This limitation, interest deduction limitation, refers to the equity ratio according to IFRS. According to IFRS, our equity does not include the equity of our minority shareholders, which is an amount of 280 million euro on the balance, which means almost 10% of the balance sheet is equity interest in our minority, is equity interest in our shopping centers, and that is treated, according to IFRS, as debt. So if you divide now this portfolio in two parts, where we on the one side have the 100%, which have a equity ratio of somewhere 45-46%, to the ones where we have where we don't own 100%, that will move down to somewhere 36%. And only if the differences between the two is less than 2%, we can fully deduct the interest. It is a problem which we were faced with for the past years, and due to the fact that only two properties, which is Kassel and the A10, are not directly under Deutsche EuroShop AG, we were able to control that. If we divide everything which is under the Deutsche EuroShop AG in those two parts, we come to equity ratios within the different portfolios which are not controllable any longer. And that's why we try to convince the authorities that that rule, they will accept that the equity of our minority shareholders will be accounted as equity for this rule, and if that will be the case, we are able to divide the portfolio in two parts, because overall all the properties are more or less similar financed, but it is debt, unfortunately, under IFRS rules, and nobody in Berlin knows what IFRS is, but they create laws and refer to IFRS.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, more or less. But because, can we expect some positive surprise on these 5.5 million of cash
Yeah, well, sorry, I need to answer that.
Okay.
No, for 2011, you can't expect a positive surprise on that, because we can't change that for 2012. You need that structure beginning of the year. But this figure might be even a little higher if business runs better than budgeted. because every additional turnover, which results in additional profit, increases the trade tax cash burden. So this is a figure that's the probability that this moves up is higher than it moves down.
Okay, that's clear.
Yeah?
Okay, thanks. Still have a question.
It's a disadvantage of a conservative planning.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Peter Dacos of Green Street Advisors.
Hi there, Klaus. Just have a couple of questions. One on the retail sales by country, and maybe also the releasing spreads. Is that information you can share with us?
Well, the releasing spread I can't share with you. I don't have that in my mind. I just can tell you that the Wuppertal releasing was more or less flat. I think it was 50,000 euro more, but on EBIT level, we achieve about 300,000 to 400,000 euro more, which is more or less 5 to 6% plus. In Wolfsburg, is different. There, we have about 400,000 euro plus on turnover level, and about 700,000 to 800,000 euro plus on EBIT level, because the service charge catalog has changed compared to the lease contracts 10 years ago. As far as the, but I can't give you a percentage increase or decrease on that because I look on the absolute figures. The other thing as far as the turnover development is, yes, I can give you that. I need to find it because I...
Maybe also the like-for-like as well.
Well, the like-for-like, we can see on 29, which is only Germany, is minus 0.8. We have seen 4.4% plus in Germany and 1.4% plus in Poland, Hungary, and Austria. And on like-for-like basis, this was 0.5% plus in Germany and minus 0.8% in Germany plus 0.5% outside Germany, so on average minus 0.6%.
Right. Okay. That was sort of like for like rental growth.
Yeah, but no, rental growth not. Rental growth, I mentioned though, it was like for like 1.2% as shown on slide 20.
Yeah.
I thought you referred to the retail turnover growth.
Yes, okay, retail turnover. And then for like-for-like rental growth by country?
I don't have that.
You don't have that?
Okay. No, I don't have that. Sorry.
There's not big variations between Germany and Germany. Okay. And maybe coming back to a question by, I think Sergi was, about disposals. You say yourself that the Polish market is overpriced even more than the German market. I mean, how high do prices have to be overpriced before you would consider selling and actually returning capital to shareholders, maybe shrinking for a while, and then growing when the pricing becomes fairer in your view?
That is a question I accept. But it's a question was raised in 2006, 2007, and if we had done that, we wouldn't exist any longer.
So you think you wouldn't be in a position to raise new capital?
No, it's not a question of raising new capital. It's a question of getting new acquisitions at reasonable prices. We can't change the market. The market is as it is. And if people are willing to pay, accept 5% yield, they accept that, but as a listed property company, you can't accept 5%. Because you won't be able to feed your shareholders with a dividend.
Yes.
And that's the problem. I mean, we get the money, we can return it to the shareholders. I don't see we can repay that money to the shareholders, but only if we pay all the taxes on the hidden reserves on that. Then we have to pay all the taxes, so the net amount that moves to the shareholders is much, much, much lower than the proceeds we get. So, but nevertheless, you can do that. You shrink the company, and if you try to raise money again, I'm sure if you do a good job, you will be able to raise the money. But if you look what the shareholders get on what they on the money we returned and the money they have to put after taxes into the company again, that is a delta which is very detrimental to their overall return as a shareholder, because there are the taxes in between. So the other solution would be to keep the money in the company and to reinvest that, because then we don't pay the deferred tax, at least in Germany, because there is a special, another special rule, paragraph 6B called, where you can transfer the hidden reserves tax-wise to the next property, so that the depreciation base on the next property will be lower than the purchase price. That's how you can avoid to pay taxes. If you want to redeem the money, you need to pay all the taxes. And that is quite a remarkable amount. I mean, we are talking about more than 200 million euro on the overall portfolio. And that limits, from a shareholder point of view, that limits the attractiveness of selling property and redeem money.
And then maybe a little bit, you touched a little bit more before, retail sales trends so far in 2012, what are you seeing in Germany vis-a-vis your Polish portfolios? Are the numbers for, say, January and February similar to last year's?
I don't have any numbers because we get that only on a quarterly basis. The tenants only supply quarterly results, not monthly results.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't have any idea. Just thought in Hungary, it unfortunately moves down compared to the prior year, but I don't have any. It's only what retailers say. We haven't seen any figures.
Right. Thanks very much, Klaus.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Stefan Van Waren of Peter Kameri.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. A quick question from my side is how much of your rent roll still embeds those old-fashioned German leases with step-up clauses, and how many are revised annually and even include a sales component?
Well, sales component, they all have that sales component. Stefan, I can't answer this question. I really don't know. The only thing I can say is that if you look on that, we started in, if my memory is correct, 2004 with that semi-annually. Every second year, and it's semi-annually, every second year, not every year, every second year. We started 2014. So that should, 2014, we should have only very few lease contracts, those that were concluded for 15 or 20 years with larger tenants, but in general they have special indexation anyhow. But for all the others, for the bulk of the lease contracts, we should be through that in 2014.
Okay.
The proportion, whether it's 10, 15, or 20, or 30%, I really don't know.
Okay. So no, that's clear. Thank you.
Sorry to say, but I can just accept one more question, because we have some other investors meeting here in Frankfurt, because we're not in Hamburg today, we need to go there. One more question, please.
So we are out of questions.
Oh, that's good.
Mr. Berger.
Oh, yeah.
No further questions.
We were afraid that we can't answer all the questions, so this is very good. Thank you very much. I'm a little in a hurry. We will see and hear each other in due course, and good luck so far. Bye-bye.